I saw Wally on the news last night and you thought, oh, he's finished up at 10 11. Oh, no, Wally's still
going. Where is he? What is he doing?
Well, funny you should say, where's Wally? Because that's the name of the segment.
Is it?
Yeah, how they said,
they're clever.
Wally, yeah, when they stepped down from singing the news and they said, oh, there's many opportunities. Wally will be doing big stories.
He'll still be here.
Yeah. Good crossroad for the Dolphins there if you get him in a red and white striped kit.
Where's Wally?
He's at Redcliffe again.
Well, he hasn't been there yet, but they're mocking him. If I was Wally, they should have just paid him out and said, there you go, Wally, thanks, mate. It's been fabulous. They're
Don't
taunting.
Tell me they're disrespecting they're just being, him.
They are disrespecting the king.
Well, back to footy now. Round two of the NRL kicks off tomorrow. Wally Lewis headed out for his weekly tips.
Well, I'm right here at Forest Lake, which, of course, is the home of the Magpies.
Forest Lake.
You had to go to Forest Lake.
It would have been
on the Tuesday.
The greatest player ever.
The Kings with 12-year-olds who were, when they were born, he played his last game 19. They don't know who the king is.
No idea.
They don't appreciate the king.
Tell me they didn't make him drive in peak hour traffic 5 p.m. to get to Forest Lake by 6.
Disrespectful. Anyway,
that's a helicopter.
Is that how you're true to legend of your state?
No.
Channel 9? No,
he's
it's
got
not.
A statue, for God's sake.
Didn't he leave Channel 9 for health reasons? And then they sent him out
himself.
To Forest Lake.
I know, exactly. There's no further way to grind a bloke into. And then they go, now they have listened to it, because then halfway through it, yeah, la la la, here's all the little kiddies here at Forest Lake. But then they do Wally's tips. Somehow they've meshed those two in together. I don't know what fishing, like they've got Wally fishing. He's throwing the line
what?
Out and he's reeling
in. The lake
in,
at Forest.
Reeling in.
Forest
no,
Lake Lake.
Like in a cartoon, an animation. Oh, you listen.
The Broncos host the Cowboys and I'm backing the Cowboys. The Dolphins play the Raiders at Redcliffe with the Dolphins to make it 2-2. In the Dragons-Titans game, it's the Dragons at home. My other winners this week are
the Toilers,
Eels, Roosters, Storm and the Knights.
Did Wally film that while he was on the loo?
All right. So that's Wally. But I tell you what, they get what they deserve. I know.
I'm taking the Dolphins. Are you catching Dolphins?
let's let it go.
Do it.
All right, here.
What do you want?
All right, Newsreaders
get the chat on. Oh,
this is the band. Skip this, Marto, because we have a watchdog.
We're keeping an eye on them. And if they are doing this to Wally, I've got to keep an eye on them. And if they're going to mock Wally, I'm going to mock them.
And please send your nominations through.
Yes,
if you see any chat or banter on the news, 7910 ABC, SBS, don't discriminate. We want to hear about it.
Okay, we've actually got a few submissions already. We'll bring
we
you
do.
Tomorrow on the show. Mm. Just monitor them when they get their banter on.
I think they all work together, that Jonathan Upton character. They all work together to get rid of Wally.
That's a different bloke with his pants
down. Yeah, well, here we go. Wally's finished out Forest Lake and they grab the attention back. Did they do a good or bad job?
And if you want me to come to your club next week, get on to me at whereswally@nine.com.au.
Yeah!
Okay, so send us an email tonight. Once again, that's whereswally@nine.com.au. It's a lot of fun.
They are having fun.
And I hear the phone now.
Thanks, Jono.
I hear the phone now. Didn't you ask them to email you?
Yes, exactly.